And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today? You better be good. You are appearing in the New York Times Magazine this morning.
It's the On Language column.
Right.
And William Safire is on vacation this week. So I did a column on my mail as New York Times crossword editor.
I love the headline. Being a crossword puzzle editor is sometimes having to say you're sorry, but not too often.
Yeah, that was not my line.
I'll take credit. It's a good one.
But it's about mistakes I've made, mistakes I haven't made, and other things that people have written me about.
Wonderful. Well, we had a food challenge last week, and it was an interesting one because there was an evident answer, but then all of a sudden there seemed to be a lot more answers to your challenge. So first, repeat it for us.
Yes, I said, name a well-known international food in 5 letters. Move the first 2 letters to the end to get another well-known international food in 5 letters. What foods are these?
Okay, what were the foods you had in mind?
Well, the ones I had in mind were tapas, T-A-P-A-S, which becomes pasta. And amazingly, we got 3 alternative answers. There's lychee, L-I-C-H-I, which is a Chinese fruit, goes to chili. Kebab, K-A-B-A-B, goes to babka. And hummus, H-U-M-U-S, goes to mushu. All of those alternative answers involve variant spellings, but they're all legit.
Wonderful. Well, we received about 1,500 entries. Everyone seemed to have a right answer. And our randomly chosen winner is Christy Ramos, and she joins us from, are you in Dallas?
I'm in Fort Worth, actually, also known as Cowtown.
Cowtown.
Yes.
You did send us a lovely postcard from Fort Worth.
Thank you.
At night. So, how long did it take you to solve the puzzle? You had the tapas pasta answer.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It came to me immediately, and my fiancé said, you know, you better send that in. I've only been listening for a couple of months, and this is only the second time I've sent a postcard in, so
I'm
very excited.
You ready to play?
Okay.
All right, we're going to help each other out.
Okay, Will, I'm going to need your help.
Okay, we're a team here. Will, meet Christy. Let's play.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Will.
Today's puzzle should be solved with zeal. Add the letters Z and L to each word I give you.
Okay.
And rearrange the result to spell a new word or name that answers my clue. For example, if I said sit, S-I-T, for composer Franz, you would say list, L-I-S-Z-T.
Okay.
All right, your first word is hick, H-I-C, and your clue is zero, nada.
Gosh, can you help me out, please?
Let's see, you add the Z and the L to H-I-C and rearrange the...
Oh, zilch!
Zilch is it, bravo.
I think I understand now.
Number 2, Poe, P-O-E, and your clue is singer Jennifer.
Lopez.
Whoa.
Jennifer Lopez, that was fast. Bear, B-E-A-R, and your clue is a tailored jacket that's often blue.
Blazer.
Blue blazer is right. Raid, R-A-I-D.
Uh-huh.
And your clue is a chameleon, for example.
Lizard.
Lizard.
Lizard, yes.
Yeas, Y-E-A-S. Your clue is disreputable.
Oh, sleazy.
Uh-huh. You're good.
That's a great word.
Ibar, I-B-A-R.
Uh-huh.
And your clue is where Rio de Janeiro is.
Brazil.
Uh-huh. Such, S-U-C-H.
Uh-huh.
Your clue is Peanuts cartoonist.
Oh, Schultz.
That's right. Dave, Dave, D-A-V-E.
Okay.
Ill-fated ship Exxon blank.
Oh, Valdez.
That's right. Need, N-E-E-D.
Okay.
Your clue is a famous Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
A famous Washington.
Famous Washington. Denzel!
Denzel Washington is right. Eagle, E-A-G-L-E. And your clue is a swift animal.
Variation on an antelope?
Right. And think of a swift African animal.
Gazelle, of course.
Gazelle is right. Tribe, T-R-I-B-E. And your clue is a foreign language school.
Berlitz.
Berlitz is right. And your last one, Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And your clue is, it's made with a twist.
Pretzel
is right.
That was great. That was fun.
Christy.
I was so scared. I'm surprised I could answer any of them.
You answered all of them. And in record time, may I say, you were amazing.
Thank you.
You were great.
Thank you.
And so enthusiastic.
Well, I'm a big fan of the puzzle and also the New York Times Sunday crossword.
Well, there you go. And this week you get to read the On Language column, too, because Will Shortz is William Sapphire. You know it. We're going to send you a couple of things for being our guest. We are going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin. We are going to send you the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia. There's more. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents. So you can get caught up on some of the puzzles that we've actually broadcast here on Weekend Edition Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Tell us your public radio station.
It's 90.1 in Dallas.
That's right.
Oh, it's KERA in
Dallas.
KERA,
you bet. Christy Ramos, who joined us from Fort Worth, Texas, thank you so much for being our puzzle player today.
Thank you.
All right. Will. Bye. Whew. Well, smoke clears. A challenge for everyone to work on for next week?
Yes, this comes from listener Len Abiuso from Malvern, New York. What common 8-letter word written in lowercase letters can be transformed into another 8-letter word by turning two letters in it upside down? Now, here's a hint. Both words are hyphenated. The hyphen is in the same place in both words, and the two letters that are changed are the same. So again, a common 8-letter word, write it in lowercase letters. You can transform it into another 8-letter word by turning two letters in it upside down. Both words are hyphenated, and the two letters that are changed are the same. What words are these?
If you know what the answer is, please let us know. Put it on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Time. And please include both your day and evening phone numbers because we want to call you if you're our winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.